Well, now we have a little bit happier music by two dances by Brahms and two dances by Dvorak. And this is not symphony like you heard in the first part. This is just folk tunes. And very if somebody from Hungary or whatever, we still here. We give you permission, guys, to dance.
Thank you for all being here and giving us your support. It's what keeps us going, even though it's a community orchestra and not the New York Philharmonic. We still have a lot of expenses and things we have to meet, and so it really helps getting all the help from our audiences and donors. Did you want to add anything to that, Valentina? This is Valentina Giovannetti from the Board of Directors.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you. I just want to say thank you for supporting us through all these years. The Eastside Symphony has been together for 20 years, and it's because of you, your contributions, that we're able to exist. And so please take a look in your program. We do have a donation form there. Take it home. Think about supporting us and helping us to keep the arts alive. One of the reasons why we're here today is to acknowledge several people. I'd like to acknowledge Hugh Anderson, please. Hugh, will you come forward for me? Hugh is one of our original members from the Eastside Symphony. He's been with the group 20 years.
He was the guy who got it together in the first place. And he's still sitting there in the violins. He's stuck with us all this time. So we're glad to take an opportunity to thank you for having the idea in the first place. Not long ago, I saw a documentary about an orchestra in the Congo. Some of you may have seen it. You know, but the situation in the Congo was pretty terrible, a lot of war and suffering. Somebody got the idea of putting together a symphony orchestra. They didn't have much to work with in the way of equipment, but they got it together, in one case using a bicycle brake cable as a violin string, or so I'm told. We haven't done that ourselves, but one of the women playing in the orchestra said something. She said, "Playing this music takes me to a different world." I thought, well, that's why we do it too. I'd like to think that not only does it put you in a different world, but it also improves the present world. It really does, in a tangible way. So 21 years ago or so, Hugh got that idea of improving things a little bit, building an orchestra where there had been none, and tried out, I think, a few people conducting, didn't have a permanent conductor. But then came one of those strokes of good fortune that sometimes occur to a worthwhile enterprise. You heard about a guy from Russia, didn't speak English, but had just shown up and was the real thing, a real conductor with all the training and professional background. And amazingly enough, he was interested trumpet. And that guy was Alexei Gush, who brought the band to play 20 years ago today. And we've been proud and honored to have worked with him for the last 20. We hope to get at least 20 more. And I think this would be a good time to get Alexei out here and to introduce the man who really gave the orchestra its heart and soul.
Then less time to rehearse. It will I have enough. But the funniest was when I came first invited to rehearsal. I came and there was like 8 or 9 people sitting in old Redmond High. Well, there was no woodwinds, no percussions. You heard them, yeah? 20 years ago, there was a couple of, I think, actually nobody. 8 people, and very nice lady, she covered the rest of the piano somehow. And they decided to impress me, because I'm fresh from Soviet Union, and they was very curious. And they played for me one tune, I still remember. If I will sing of the boom, 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 boom. I was kind of surprised because actually it's from ballet, about 100 communists came to China. And impressed Chinese people, government, to show them how they should be. It's a dance. Anyway, it was from ballet music. And of course, my musicians, they didn't know what it's about music. That's fine. It still was a folk song. And after, we started to build orchestra for very, very hard work, one by one. Anyway, now we have support from Redmond, from this side, from Microsoft, from we're a local group. But the funniest, I started in May 20 years ago. First my concert was with choir from church. Sorry, I forgot his name, but church choir. And we played in Mercer Island. And why? Because my friend David Chrysler was choir director over there in church choir. I made arrangement on music, and we played together a little bit. And that's what my first concert. But before concert, one of my acquaintances, woman who was singer in Большой Theater in Moscow, she called me and she said, you know, Alexei, do you have concert? I said, yeah, Mr. Ryan, but I don't have car, I just came. Oh, can you pick me up? Well, we lived in San Luis Plateau, and she in Seattle. I had to go, and plus I think I didn't have car too. Yeah, for sure, because I never drink. Anyway, I called David, and David lived in Seattle. I said, David, would you do me a favor? And he speaks Russian, that's why it's easy. I said, David, you know, would you do me a favor? This one lady from Russia wants to come, but can you pick her up? Well, she said, he's a very nice guy. I said, oh, no, big deal. Anyway, and I forgot. After concert, David introduced me with a blonde young woman. She said, that's what I brought, this lady, friend of from Большой Театр. Anyway, my acquaintance asked about her friend. Make a story short, you know what? They became very close, and I think now they're 20 years married. She's from Moscow, and David from Seattle. Is that something? And who helped? These guys. It's like a symphony. If there's no music, there's no happiness. And I want to, Ruth, can you turn the light on? I want to see if they're here. Ruth, David, and oh, that's what happened. That is called music. When words, it's not in our words, music. We are playing for you two dances by Brahms.